A written plan outlines the steps I need to take to reach my dreams. Without a written plan, I can't tell whether my statement of purpose is realistic. But if I can write a series of logical steps that accomplish my purpose, it's reasonable to believe that my dreams are possible. A statement of purpose is only a daydream without a written plan. If I write a plan, there is a higher probability that I will act on it. Without a written plan, I waste my time and dissipate my energy working on things that have no bearing on my dreams. A written plan helps me use my time in the most profitable manner. Time is the most precious commodity of life and is a completely non-renewable asset. I can't buy it anywhere or go to a time bank and withdraw a few more years or even a few seconds. Time can't be stored up for later use. It can only be spent. When my time is gone, my life is over. A written plan ensures that all my actions are the right ones and that they occur in the proper sequence. The amount of right action I take each day determines how fast I progress toward my goals. The more right action I take, the sooner I reach my dreams. When I plan my work and work my plan, it's not long before my dreams come true. I am the man with the unplan. What exactly is the unplan? The unplan is simple. My long-range plans are firmly set in jello and are therefore subject to revision, reversal, and massive change. Although I know who I am and where I am going, I don't have any long-term plans set in concrete. My life is full of maybes, perhaps, and possibilities, but real long-range plans are clearly out of the question. Three of my colleagues who had long-term plans are no longer alive, and the handwriting is on the wall and in clear focus. The message says, "Today is the only day I have, and I need to make it count for something good." I used to be a man with a plan. When I was halfway through college, I made a plan to go to medical school, and I did it right on schedule. But after that, the unplan took over. When I was an intern, I planned to become a pathologist, but instead I became an eye surgeon. I planned to practice general ophthalmology, and instead became a retina and vitreous surgeon. I made a plan to work overseas in Saudi Arabia for 5 years, and instead stayed for 11 years before I set sail on the ocean of my dreams. I planned to spend 2 years sailing around the world on my yacht, and it took 11 more years to complete my circumnavigation. Life has been full of twists, turns, and reverses, and it's easy to see why I am the man with the unplan. I didn't realize that I was the man with the unplan until I had a car accident in New Zealand. When I rolled the van I was driving, I broke 2 legs, 5 ribs, 1 scapula, and I punctured 1 lung. I spent 9 days in the intensive care unit, had 3 operations, and received 7 units of blood. All of this was quite unplanned. I stayed in the hospital for 2 months and gradually regained my ability to walk. It took 6 months to be able to bend my right knee 90 degrees, and that made it difficult to climb on and off my yacht. While I was hobbling around on crutches in Whangarei, New Zealand, I passed a real estate office that had an advertisement in the window for waterfront property, 1 kilometer of ocean frontage. At the bottom of the advertisement were the words, "For long-term plans." I looked at those words and burst out laughing. Those words, "long-term plans," were massively presumptuous in the world which I lived. In my world, I didn't know if I would ever walk normally again. Skipping and running were out of the question. First, I had to make progress from hobbling to limping. Even my trip around the world on my sailboat was up in the air. I didn't know when or if it would ever continue. I realized then and there that I was the man with the unplan. Although I had a general direction to my life and I had a list of things a mile long I wanted to do, I no longer had solid plans or even a schedule. My life was full of possibilities, but long-term plans were a thing of the past. When you are 50 years old and you don't know how much time you have left, you leave the long-term plans to young whippersnappers who feel like they are immortal. Since that time, I've been living more in the moment. I have a general direction to my unplanned existence. I planned to sail across the Atlantic Ocean sometime in November, December, or January, conditions permitting. I would probably cruise the Caribbean from January to June and then arrive back in the USA in June, July, or August. That was my unplan. The truth is, I was never very good at squeezing my life into any type of mold, and plans sometimes are the most restrictive molds of all. Anyway, the majority of my plans have turned out different, maybe even better than I had hoped, so I have decided to stick with my unplan and see what happens. One thing you know for certain, we will be surprised when we see how it all turns out. By the way, God, if you happen to be listening, I would appreciate it if you would extend my unwitting and unplanned existence for another 40 or 50 years, because there is so much to do and so little time, and I want to make the next 50 years into a real adventure. I promise I will do better this time.